And we're very pleased to have Brother Bob and Sister Rebecca with us this year, as they are always with us each year, and in one way or another, always supporting the ecclesia and helping out wherever they can. As a matter of fact, Brother Bob called me the other day and says, let's see, I think I should be calling you about this time to see if there's somebody from the airport we need to pick up on our way down. And of course, that was just wishful thinking, but we remember in times past where that's been an actuality. But we are very, very blessed to have Brother Bob and Sister Rebecca with us, and Brother Bob to serve us, not only with a discourse tomorrow, but to lead our harvest testimony meeting this afternoon. And I know he has arranged some things, so I'm just going to turn the meeting over to him now. Brother Bob, Lord bless your service to us.
Well, thank you, Brother Tim, and thank you, Brother Homer, for the opening words of prayer directed to our Father. Thank you very much. I'm going to ask a question, and I hope I'm not going to embarrass somebody, but Sister Faith, are you okay? Is there anything you can tell us about? Are you all right now? Okay, maybe you're not by the computer right now. But I was just wondering if she was okay, because she seemed to be not well. Faith Bleachars. Okay. All right. I don't see her now. Maybe she shut off. I'm sorry. I hope she's all right. Okay. I'm going to post something in the chat session. And that is a hymn that... I remember Sue Doctor, who was then not Sue Doctor, but Marie J., reading for us at a Kandahar barn. If you look at the poem, I'm going to read a few words from it, and you'll see why. The words are from a hymn called So Send I You. So send I you to labor unrewarded, to serve unpaid, unloved, unsought, unknown, to bear rebuke, to suffer scorn and scoffing. So send I you to toil for me alone. And then I'm just going to read the first verse, first part of the verses that follow. There are four of them. So send I you to bind the bruised and broken. Next stanza. So send I you to loneliness and longing. Fourth verse. So send I you to leave your life's ambition. So send I you to hearts made hard by hatred. And so send I you to taste of Calvary. As the Father hath sent me, so send I you. There are many scriptures which encourage us to do, as Brother Jerry referred to also, to do the works of him who had sent Jesus. And the mutual language of that verse is these. I'll read it from... this translation. It behooves us to work the works of the one having sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one is able to work. It behooves us to work the works of him that sent me. And as he said to the disciples in the upper room when he first appeared to them after the resurrection, as the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. So we're going to be opening this up for a variety of comments that might be made. I unfortunately don't have a good list of everyone who could be speaking, and I'm going to be looking for different ones if they're on right now. Looking for, actually, where is that now? Brother Wilmot, you're right there. Thank you. Would you please take us the first of those comments? Would be a bit of the work that you're privileged to do for the Lord, and take a certain amount of time and let us have time for others as well, and it'll be a blessing. Brother George, unmute yourself and please speak. Brother George, you have to unmute yourself.
I did, but I guess it was turned on again. I think it's on now, is that right?
Yeah, and evidently I didn't give Brother Jonathan a list of everybody I need to have come on, and that's my bad. But Brother George, please continue.
When I think of the Wilmington Convention, I think of dear Brother and Sister Colliman. Brother Peter always encouraged us to witness the truth. 1 Corinthians 13:3. Though I give all my time and money to preach the truth and have not love, it would not profit me. Galatians 6:10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. John 15:13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. In the year 1916, Brother Russell wrote, "The harvest goes grandly on." Now, in 2021, that's 105 years later, the harvest continues, but not like the grand work from 1874 to 1916. My testimony is to encourage each of the consecrated to use your opportunities to tell the glad tidings to others, and then pray for more privileges. This is what I have done for 70 years. After accepting the offer by the Heavenly Father to enter the narrow way, I prayed for opportunities to serve, and I continue to do so at the present time. By means of television and the internet, many are being reached. Since December the 4th, 2020, there have been more than 178,000 views to one of the Divine Plan programs. Since February the 17th, 2021, that's a little over 1 month ago, there have been more than 12,700 views to an ad on the internet offering volume one. But only a few have responded to the free offer. This seems to indicate that the time is near when the bride will have made herself ready. In 1973, the Divine Plan Radio began and was on the air for many years. I know of three brethren who first heard Divine Plan over the radio and TV, who later became elders. Over the years, several other brethren have also heard the truth over the radio and TV and then consecrated. In 1974, the Divine Plan TV program began, and now, 47 years later, seven TV stations in the USA and the Vision Network in Canada televises the program each week. Also, the program is on some cable outlets. During the past 70 years, it has been my privilege to serve brethren who live in most of the states in the USA, in several provinces in Canada, and in the countries of Brazil, Argentina, Romania, Moldova, Poland, Ukraine, Germany, Italy, France, England, Sweden, and Greece. 40 trips, more or less, have been made to Europe. Some in additional countries have been served by the way of Zoom. Now, during this time, there were many opportunities also to serve at conventions, public meetings, and fire booths. On two occasions, it was my privilege to witness the truth to some who live in Israel. Now, during this period of time, thousands of copies of the magazine edition of the Divine Plan of the Ages, the 7-in-1 copies of Studies in the Scriptures, as well as other truth literature have been distributed. My tent making for more than 50 years has been to serve customers with advertising items. For a short time, I was in the real estate business. This, brethren, has provided much time and means to serve the truth to others. Today, several of the brethren are engaged in checking the answers to studies sent by those who have come in contact with the truth. We wish to thank those who are engaged in printing and mailing the first volume to those who request a copy. Thanks also to those who answer the phone and those who support the work financially. Recently, a man who watched the Divine Plan TV program wrote, and I quote, "Dear friends, thank you for the TV show Sundays at 5 a.m. Love it. Praise God." This man sent a thank offering for $50 and requested literature for himself and his daughter. Recently, a man working on the lessons wrote, and I quote, "Dear friends, thank you for sending the Bible lessons." These encouraging messages received from time to time make us realize that there is still harvest and witness work that must be done, just as our dear brother Coleman encouraged us. This testimony has been given to encourage each of the consecrated to pray for opportunities to share the truth with the meek, using your time and means to do so.
Thank you. Brother,
the time is short.
Thank you. Closing,
Revelation 14:13. "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them." Over.
Okay, thank you, Brother George. That's pretty comprehensive. I want to go to Liberia now to Brother Nicholas Toe, if he would unmute himself, and if he has his camera, if he can put it on briefly. I know you're limited in terms of your rechargeableness, brother, but I see you're speaking. So please introduce yourself, Brother Nicholas. Go ahead, speak, please.
Hello.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Thank you, Brother Bob, and I also appreciate the testimony given by our Brother Wilmot. I am Nicholas from Liberia. I first started session of the truth in 2015, and it was very wonderful. And 2016, then I made consecration to the Lord to follow him in the narrow way. And since 2016, a lot of work has been going on in Liberia. Now, Liberia, as you can see, if you are looking at the PowerPoint, is subdivided into 15 counties. And the 15 counties, the Liberia is subdivided into. I live in one of the counties called Montserrat, where the arrow is being pointed. And we carry on harvest work across the country, mostly by cell phone. And the harvest work is in twofold, but where I live in my community, I do public witness activity from street to street, from door to door, and from house to house. And sometimes at my job site, whenever I go to work, when I have the free time, I make sure that I carry on a public witness and things have been okay. And then another thing is that I receive people who write to the Bible student or group, and they refer them to me in Liberia, those that are interested into the truth. And I've been talking with them either by phone or if the person is close by, we establish a meeting. Like, but right now with me is Pastor Carter. Pastor Carter is one of those who wrote and then he wanted to know the truth. And Pastor Carter is from the Baptist background. He and I, we try reasoning with the scripture and I was able to give him the booklet, How to Study the Bible and Have It Make Sense. Going forward, there's Brother Moore also, who up to this time, Brother Moore is still selling, but the Lord is working on his heart gradually. Moving forward, this is Brother Nathaniel. Now, Brother Nathaniel, we like share the same last name, even though he's not my natural brother, but we kind of from the same hometown. And Nathaniel, like me, was in my former church, but after I left, he was so concerned, so he searched me out, and then I told him how I come to understand the truth. And he himself, he also wrote to the Bible student committee, and then they referred him to me, and then we started talking. But Nathaniel now, after hearing the truth and accepting it, he has also made consecration to the Lord. So Brother Nathaniel is one of the brothers in Liberia that have made consecration to the Lord. So this is my place, and Boba is telling, this is Brother Abba. And Abba too is another minister from the Baptist setting, and he and I have been studying together. Now, the PowerPoint that I've been showing here is from 2019, the work that was done 2019. So I shared this with the brethren at the 2019 youth seminar in Ghana, and there these photos were presented to them. So most of these brethren, I'm not in touch with them again, but the harvest work is still going on in Liberia. This is Daniel. Daniel is one other person who also I reached out to, and then I shared the truth with him. But then Daniel had a very different story. He said, the truth that I receive is very good, and no mistaking about it. But one thing I can't do is that I cannot share in my church, because he is holding a very unique position in the church, and he's not willing to forgo that position for the truth. Ian Luxer. This is another brother of Pastor David Mason, and these are very few people that we have been reaching out to since 2019. Moving forward, okay, this is Kokolo Vesely. He has been one of my teachers when I went for teacher training, and then I met him. Coincidentally, he also wrote to the Bible student, and then he referred him to me. So during one of our break sessions, we had studies, and then I presented him how to study the Bible and have it make sense. Moving forward, this is our Sister Mercy. One good thing is that Sister Mercy had the privilege of meeting Brother Austin when he came to Liberia 2017. And then we had our 6 venue public witness activities where a lot of people came. Brother Edward from Ghana escorted Brother Austin to Liberia, and it was unique. And then Sister Mercy also attended. Moving forward. Now, this is Brother Stephen. Brother Stephen is another dedicated person. He loved the truth. And even though Brother Stephen has some physical challenges, but he continued to remain in the truth. And as I speak now, Brother Stephen has given his life. He has consecrated. And this is Brother Stephen home. Every time he will invite me, we will go over, and then we will have study. Brother Stephen now is a consecrated brother as well. Moving forward. Okay. Behind there is Brother Paul. This is Brother Paul. Brother Paul also with Brother Austin when he came, and Brother Paul was one of those who worked with me organizing the public witness of venue for the activities that went on since 2019. Moving forward. All right, these are a few youth people we have moved out to. Apart from what is being pointed on the screen, or the habits were continuing, even during the COVID-19 crisis, we continue to reach out to various people. And one thing I appreciate about COVID-19, even though the pandemic it ravaged the world, but one thing in Liberia, many people were giving ear and ear to the truth. I was able to reach out to many people during the COVID-19 time than before, and even up to now. Now that activities in Liberia have resumed, you don't have people trying to pay attention because they go to work and whatsoever. So what I do every Saturday, I reach out. Even before coming to this convention, we just had a public witness activity from door to door, and then we reach out to brethren, give out the blessing track. The blessing track is a very good track that I got, and once I give it to somebody, we go through the very blessing, that blessing shall flow to all, and then I began to study with them. So brethren, the work is still going on in Liberia. We appreciate your prayers as we too continue to pray for you. Thank you and have a blessed day.
Brother Nicholas, thank you so much for communicating with us about your experiences and showing us the brethren you've worked with. May the Lord continue to bless you and help you in your continued work and your communication. I was looking for Sister Sarah Asari. She hasn't signed in yet, as far as I can see. But let's go to Brother Tom Mahachuk. Brother Tom.
Okay. Hello, brethren. Greetings from the Northwest Indiana Baptists. I want to share a little bit of our experiences and blessings associated from our class's efforts to renew the efforts of sharing the harvest message with the Spanish-speaking community. Sister Nancy and I have observed many years just how strong the Catholic Church has control over the Spanish-speaking communities and countries around the world. As one example, last fall, Sister Nancy and I went to several different Mexican grocery stores to find out what kind of newspapers do they use to put ads in. In one particular store, we stopped in and talked to the store owner, and he said that they have this paper. So he gave us this paper, and it happened to be a Catholic Church paper that they put their ads in. And that church is just like down the street from them. But we could see, you know, the influence that the church has had over them. And what we're hoping to do is by sharing the truth with the Spanish-speaking community that they can find really what is the truth as compared to what they have been receiving. I'd like to share three types of blessings. The first blessing that I want to share is that our class has been working with many other individuals in the preparation for Spanish literature. One of the things that I have found working at the Indiana State Fair is that it's more of an advantage for the Spanish community to have a bilingual type of booklet where both you have the English and the Spanish literature in there. And so I've been working with brethren to proofread, to do translating, all this effort to put together various literatures. I'm going to show you some examples in a moment. And I think that's really been a blessing. When I first talked to Brother Bob about this, I was anticipating that Sister Nancy and I would be at the press and we could show you what the press was like. But since our plans had changed, I had the opportunity of taking a video beforehand. So I hopefully will be able to share this with you. See if it comes out. No, it's good. It's not. I see what's happening. What I have to do first, the previous brother needs to stop sharing before I can start sharing.
Okay, is that Brother Brian?
Nicholas,
are you running Brother Brian's? I mean, Brother Brian, are you running Brother Nicholas's, or was he using it?
I think he's off now.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay, go ahead, Brother Tom. Are you clicking all those buttons in the share screen area where you have to coordinate?
I am, but.
Okay.
I can't seem to.
We're on.
We are seeing it when you, right there, we see it.
Oh, you see it?
Oh, we do see it, yeah.
Just okay. Okay, I wasn't sure. So I got three screens here. So anyway, I'll start. This is about a 2-minute clip, and we're at the press in Chicago, and what I'm taking you over to is the black and white printer at the press, and Sister Nancy's doing some paper trimming, and what we have here are some examples. These are two different Every door direct mailing. This is a Spanish bilingual. This is the second volume, Every Door Direct Mailing. This is a Spanish tract that we have recently published. Here's the bilingual, How to Study the Bible. A bilingual, Hope for a Fear-Filled World. A bilingual, A Ray of Hope on a Troubled Sea. A bilingual, Hope Beyond the Grave. And we also have completed The Tabernacle Shadows in a bilingual edition. Walking over here to the color printer. The color printer is operating at the moment. And just walking down this printer, we'll come to the end where we'll see the Every Door Direct Mailing sheets being printed. These are four cards at a time. And after it's completed, we take those cards over to Sister Nancy, and she trims them. Also, this is another track it's obituary track, working with Sister Estelle, for our classes. And then taking you over to Sister Nancy, where she's trimming paper and giving me a smile. I'm going to stop sharing and just get back to some of my thoughts. But what I wanted to share with you is that developing these booklets and passing them out has really been a blessing. Another blessing has been working with various classes to place ads in stores, newspapers, websites on the bilingual literature. And I think that's been doing pretty good. We are we have a local flyer that we're using to put ads in. There is a bilingual website in northeastern part of Indiana, and also another company in Indianapolis that we're using to distribute not only ads through their paper, but also on the website. And we see that that's been pretty successful. But the blessings I want to share with you doesn't just stop with this, but it, the blessings that come out as a result of our witnessing activities. And we've been blessed to have communication with an individual in Spain. And I've had a lot more discussion with an individual in Mexico. We have had some sharing of thoughts, and being in Spanish, and I'm not a Spanish-speaking individual. Sister Nancy speaks more Spanish than I do, but we've been able to manage to speak and communicate with individuals this way. And that's been a great blessing to share the truth. And the final thing is that we just received yesterday another email contact from Brother Edward in India for an individual in Venezuela. So there's been quite an interesting experience of bringing forth the Lord's truth to individuals around the world. And particularly what we're hoping is that as the truth goes forth from the U.S., it will return by those individuals receiving those bilingual tracts and booklets, and they would send them home to their home country. And that way we get more truth distributed in South America, Central America, and so forth. So that's kind of a quick synopsis of what we've been doing. It's been a great blessing. And thank you, Brother Bob, for the opportunity of sharing our witnessing activity.
To whom should everyone write if they want some bilingual literature?
They can write to my email address. I'm on Old Brother Ron, but it's just quick as it's tommach@aol.com. Or they can go to blessedbible.com, which is our website, and there is a contact information for an email on that, blessedbible.com.
Very good. Thank you very much. That's a blessing to us. I'm going to go to Sister Sarah Asare. Brother Brian Montague will be the connecting link for that. So let's disconnect and reconnect with Brother Brian and Sister Sarah. Sister Sarah is in South Africa. Sarah, would you like to speak to us?
Sister Sarah, go ahead.
Yes, please. Greetings to you all, brethren. My name is Sarah Asari, as Brother Bob just said. I'm from Ghana, but currently I'm residing in South Africa. I thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to testify to the brethren. And I thank Brother Bob for giving me this opportunity to testify. The Lord gave me the opportunity to be part in online witnessing activity in August 2020 through Brother Brian Montague. And since that time, I have been receiving a list of names every weekend. And what I do is that I send them emails, and in that email, an introduction is being made, and my phone number, which is on WhatsApp, is being added, so that in case they receive it or not, they will contact me through that number. And among the list, we have a contact attached to their names. So I also call them. I also call them in case they have received the emails or not. And sometimes in Africa, most of them don't check their emails. So I call them to make them aware that I have sent them an email, of which a PDF of the booklet is being given. And through this witnessing activity, I came in contact with one lady called Rose Janet, who lives less than 2 hours from where I stay. This lady was being raised a Muslim, and her love for the Lord is exceptional. She's very dedicated, and she has been even joining our conventions and joining our Sunday meetings. And on Saturdays too, she joins Tabernacle Shadows, which is being led by Brother Matt Carey, which has been a blessing to me as well. So because of her dedication, a WhatsApp group has been formed to assist her to understand more of God's word. So we meet on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and we have consecrated sisters and unconsecrated sisters who are actively involved in the Lord's work. And we have these sisters are from different countries. We have Sister Donna Mitchell from USA. We have Jenny Coma from US. Sister Kathy from US. We have Sister Mercy from Canada. Claudia Tulsa from US. We also have Sister Paulina from Cameroon, and we have Stephanie Obiri from Nigeria. We have a lot of sisters are involved in these activities, and it has been a blessing, a huge, huge blessing to her and to us as well. And by the Lord's grace too, I also share this blessing transferred by received from Brother Homa Montague at my workplace when I have the opportunity. I also share some of the tracks in the bus as well. So the Lord is really doing his work, and it is a blessing to be part of this work. And one thing I have noticed in this activity is that we have to be patient toward all, because if you are patient, you're able to draw a lot of people to the Lord, because it needs patience. They really need patience, because especially those in Ghana, because of the time difference, they will tell you they are at work, so please, this is the time I'll be able to contact you. So you have to be patient with them so that they will see that Christ likeness is being reflected in you. So please, I would like to say that remember me in prayers as I also remember you in prayers. Thank you, brethren.
Thank you very much, Sister Sarah. You were trained in what occupation?
Sister Sarah.
Sister Sarah, you are trained in what occupation?
I'm a health assistant.
Okay, very good. Okay, and may you continue in that and be careful and safe while you do that. Lord bless you. Thank you for carrying out that witnessing experience. The Wilmington class has a brother who is very much into traveling by bus and giving out tracts. So your experience is parallel to what he does over here on this side of the ocean. Thank you very much. I'm going to go to Brother John Bevall for a brief comment also. So Brother John.
Thank you, Brother Bob. And brethren, I'm John Bevall from Chicago Ecclesia currently. And it's a joy and a blessing to be here and to hear so many familiar voices and faces, especially Sister Sarah and Brother Nicholas. We have very good special memories from Africa. Want to express my gratitude and my guidance, God, the Lord's guidance in my life as far as many aspects, but mainly how it relates to the witnessing work. Brother Bob, you and Sister Rebecca helped me a lot on my personal level and spiritual level. And Brother Bob helped me to be in Texas for a while. And I'm glad that Brother Joe, Brother George mentioned a lot. I learned a lot from his life, from his experiences, his zeal and devotion, the way he spends his money, time. It was really encouraging for me. And they really inspired and helped me to think what we can do for the brethren overseas where I came from. So we started a lot of activities in Romania, putting all the literature online. And since then, they send a lot of free booklets. They sold a lot of literature. And so that was a blessing for the Romanian brethren. But I would like to share a little bit more in English what we've done. And most of you are familiar with Christian Resources app. Just probably give you a little bit of an overview that since 2013, we have over 600,000 people that installed and use the app. We put a lot of resources there, Brother Russell's writings, RVIC, Brethren Sermons, video presentations, and many other resources. So it proved to be a blessing for a lot of people. But mainly, the activity of how to study the Bible and have it make sense. Since 2013, we received over 200,000 requests for the how to study the Bible from over 222 countries. In United States, Bible Student Publications is supporting the printing. Chicago is mailing it out, and we mailed over 80,000. And Brother Brian knows a lot more, and he's doing a lot more in Africa with the requests that come from there. And I know there are a lot of sisters here that take this to the next level, that contact people or countries that way we don't necessarily mail it, but we do other activities or at least contact another. So it's a great blessing that that this involves involves a lot of brethren. as a follow-up work, and I know Brother Brian always says that the key is to follow up and follow up, and I think that's great. And in United States, what we do, all these emails that come through go into we send email blasts, and I know brethren in Ohio are very faithful with that. We have about 150,000 people subscribe to this. And this is just a sample of an email that we sent recently. And on the right, you can see some that we send here and there at least once a month. And we receive quite a lot of requests for literature and free offers or literature that we sell on the Chicago website. And Brother Mark Kendall is really faithful in sending those out. So that's part of the follow-up. And and work that we do. Another service that proved to be a blessing too and bring a lot of people is the Daily Heavenly Manna by email. Where an email goes out every day with a manna, and we have about 23,000 people that subscribed willingly to receive the manna. And it's a great blessing. There are a lot of people that respond back. Thank you. It's an encouragement for us. And we know that the Daily Heavenly Manna, it's so short, but so rich and full of meaning. Sometimes this automation breaks and it doesn't go out, and we receive emails from people. It's like, I didn't get it today. So that's really good to see that people expect that. Another work that brethren are doing is to answer Bible questions and answers. And since 2014, they are close to like 7,000 questions that brethren answered, and on the right we just have a few. It's a really great service for the brethren that they do. They are in contact. Some of them are answered at a personal level. Some they are published and go in different sources. So that's a little bit about this. Also, I have some encouraging comments here. I won't take time to read, but we receive a lot of comments that that people are blessed and they realize that this is truly the truth, and messages of appreciation. But of course, with all these messages, as you all know, you always get messages of criticism or an appreciation for the teachings that we hold dear. This is just a few. I don't want to be long, but I know this is more as a statistical level, but there are a lot of brethren involved more at a personal level, more in depth into following up and doing a lot of work. So as we know, Brother Russell says, it's not the results that the Lord is looking in our work, but it's what do we do with what we have? How devoted are we, and what do we do with the truth that we were blessed with? And it's so a blessing to have brethren and examples in our lives that that've done this, and to learn from them. Thank you, Brother Bob.
And I'm sure that many of those who you are giving credit to would say the same thing about those who preceded them, as we've heard several times about Brother Coleman. From different brethren through the day. Brother John, thank you so much. And I'm glad that you didn't take my advice about not moving, because I really wasn't thinking that that would be what you should do. And you've turned it into a bright shining star among the brethren, for great use among the Chicago brethren particularly, and many others. Thank you for doing that. Brother, we're going to go to brother. And thank you and Julia for your labors, and bless you and your children too. Please, Brother Miroslav, if you're there, please come online. You should be able to unmute and begin speaking. But tell us a little bit about the work that's going on, both with the internet as well as your prospective opportunity to travel in Croatia.
Thank you, Brother Bob. Well, it's a pleasure and privilege, dear brethren, to give a quick report as regards the harvest work here in this part of the vineyard. In comparison with the other brethren, really, I now see that, my part is in the work is so small in comparison with really with the work that other brethren doing. Well, as regards the, I will mention several points. Well, this is a since 2013, we began the project. Then Brother Ken Rosen was in cooperation with us, with me personally. And this is the Divine Plan of the Ages and the Creation, Volume 1. After that, we made the Volume 2 on the Creation.
Brother Miro.
Is it Ken?
Somehow or other, I could see finally... The brightness is too much. It's
uh-huh. Okay.
So we're not getting the actual picture of the words you want us to see.
Okay. This is the third volume.
That's better.
Let you see.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. This is volume 4, the Battle of Armageddon. This is volume 5, the atonement between God and man. And currently we are finishing, by the Lord's grace, it will finish maybe for the 2 months. It will be over the volume 6. This is since 2013, 8 years, a long project, but it was a blessing. I was so blessed by that work. And as regards the internet, we have also the ads of our website on the Google. And for example, before that advertising, we had every month maybe 1,500 hits on our website. Now, after we began with the ads on the Google, now we had last month we had 7,000 hits. Just for the comparison, 1,500 now is about 7,000 hits. And then many requests almost every day, people call and ask for the literature. And also this is some of the tracks that we use here. Maybe some of you will recognize this track, "If You Are Gods." Then "Harvest Is the End of the Age." Wonderful tract. "Studies of the Scriptures." Also very good. "Creation End Times." We have on a regular basis every 4 months new issue. "Good News for All." I'm mentioning these tracks because just recently we began one new project, since I'm again in the full-time service by the Lord's grace and help.
Please, Brother Miro, before
I'm traveling, I will be over now.
We're losing the battle of time. I do want you to talk about your hopeful journey.
I wanted to mention that. Thank you. I use just these tracks that I showed to you yesterday and today. I brought with myself two bags, big bags with the tracks. And I was 5 hours from my home in the one place where I was 2 days, and distributed there about 1,000 tracts. Now we will see what will be the response. I will continue the traveling around the Croatia. It is our goal to cover all country, if Lord will permit and opportunities. But as I said, really, this activity is nothing in comparison with what other brethren are doing. And I'm only an unprofitable servant. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that with us. We're glad that you could engage in that, and glad that there are brethren who have been able to help you along the way with that in terms of being able to produce it. I want to read to you a short statement from one of the sisters who, in her own home, with a pen and paper and some postage stamps, mails out truth literature. She said she makes up tracts, goes out, and they were being mailed. I'm trying to read the right places here instead of personal stuff. One thing that she does is she just sends them out with, you know, regular postage in this case, in some cases, I should say. This is Sister Joanne Zabowski. She's a widow, a Brother Ray Zabowski's widow. And she says, what a joy to be able to pray for our brethren. What a great father we have who teaches us to use the right who teaches us only the right way. We need to stick like glue to our Holy Father and Master. I thought that was an interesting comment to make. It's a homespun comment. And she has just dropped a note to us, Sister Joanne Zabowski. But remember, ones like that who by themselves are laboring, and sometimes with the help of brethren such as the local ecclesia nearby Connellsville. I would like to just remind us of two things. One, that yes, many of us have benefited from the opportunities of the coal porters. I told you about the hymn that we were talking about, the So Send I You hymn. And what's special about that to me is that that day we did a coal portering scene where we had a coal porter walking through the building, which happened to be a place where the seminar was. And the coal porters went down the hallway, which could be seen from the floor of the room. and knocked on the doors. And one of the people who answered was Sister Debbie, and Debbie Stewart. And one of the coal porters was Brother David Hawk. And of course, I mentioned before about, I'm just wondering how many who are online now might have been at that Kandahar barn when we did that coal portering example. I am thankful to the Lord for the privilege of being with you. I'm sorry I couldn't open this up to a broader participation, but I thought we should really get a sense of what's going on somewhat worldwide. Currently, right now, Brother Deepan Ram Kumar is conducting a convention out of Vellore, India. And as Brother Bill Gill mentioned, that has been going on through the day, early in the day. And if you don't have the link to that and you want to try to get to it, I'm sure either Brother Bill or I can send it to you. I haven't been there myself. I feel badly about that. But I did, and Brother Homer did, and also Brother David Duran had an opportunity to be on with them on pre-memorial type lessons in the last few, during the last month. Much work is going on in India. Much work is going on in many other places. And if you've been getting, if you want any information further than that, you just contact some of the brethren who you know are involved with India, and they'll be glad to supply it. Thank you, Brother Tim, for the privilege. I think I'm out of time, and I don't want to run over time.
Thank you, Brother Bob. No, I think you're right on time, according to my watch, about 3 minutes left. And very good. Appreciated your labors of love there and the labors of love of the brethren that you were able to bring to us their story. It's an encouragement for all of us to see the different examples and to give us thoughts and ideas of where perhaps others of us can also join in a more complete way, the same kind of work. One thing we'd like to do, just in case there might be somebody on today that's not going to be on tomorrow, we'll use this opportunity for all of the brethren who would like to vote to send love out. So, if you could, either raise your hands or, that would be probably be the best way if you're within earshot, and I can see a lot of hands going up. So we'll do this tomorrow as well, but I thought we'd take this opportunity also, just in the event that someone's not with us tomorrow. So there you go, brethren. If somebody's going to be on with Detroit tomorrow, you could give the love of the Wilmington Convention to the brethren in Detroit as well. So Brother Bob has asked that we close.